now, Lord Jesus.
Blog Talk Radio.
Pray, Lord, that you would just guide us, fill us, and anoint us, Lord Jesus. Let us. Good afternoon to everyone. I'm bringing greetings from my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It's good to be back with you again this Wednesday night. It's good because God is so good to us. God watched over us all day long, and he allowed us to be able to be here still in the land of the living. And I'm so glad tonight that I'm here because as I bring greetings from my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, I want to honor my Father, God, tonight. I want to give him all the honor that is due to him. And I want to give Pastor Mercer honor tonight for just allowing us to be able to participate on the station with her, Lord. The Lord has just opened up doors that for us and that no man can really close because God is still setting high and still looking low. And I'm so glad. I'm so glad that he's still setting high and still looking low. If there's one out there tonight that's going through some problems and going through some troubles, I recommend Jesus because Jesus is the key to all of our problems and all of our troubles that we go through. All we got to do is reach out our hands and touch him tonight with our minds and everything will come in order. Everything will be all right. And as I begin to go and do God's will tonight, I want you to follow with me because it's very important that we will stay on one accord, one with another, because once we on one accord, you can understand where I'm coming from and what I'm about to do, and God is going to speak to me tonight, and I'm going to speak to you. And as God speaks to me, I'm going to shed a light on it. I'm going to make it so plain tonight that even a child can understand what I'm talking about, because that's the only way to learn about God. And as I move on now, I'm going to be asking my wife to come and give prayer and give a scripture tonight to lead me into where that I will be going from there. My wife is coming now, and as I turn it over to her, hear her and acknowledge her also, because God is still strengthening her in every way that is possible. And as God strengthens her, let her come now as she will, in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Giving all honor to the Lord, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord, the one who bled and died for me, I just thank him right now. I just thank him. I thank him for who he is. Hallelujah. Lord God, we just thank you, Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus. The word said the earth is the Lord's and the fullness of it. The world and those who dwell in it, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord God, for being our creator, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord God, for being our sustainer, Lord God. Lord God, we just thank you, Lord God, for who you are, Lord God. Lord God, we just thank you for being more than enough, Lord God. More than whatever we can imagine, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord God, for another day. Hallelujah, for another day you have spared us to see, Lord God. Without any harm, hurt, or danger, Lord God, with the unseen danger and the seen danger, Lord God. Lord God, we just thank you how you rose us up this morning, Lord God, and started us on our way, Lord God. Lord God, we just thank you for the food on the table, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you for the clothes on our backs, Lord God. We thank you for the shelter, hallelujah, over our head, Lord God. Lord God, we just thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for this is the day that you have made, Lord God, and we shall, and I shall be glad in it, Lord God, because, Lord God, without you, where would we be, Lord God? Without you, Lord God, we'd be tossed like the sea, like the waves in the sea, Lord God. Don't know which way to go, Lord God, but you, Lord God, nobody but you, Lord God. You, Lord God, direct our path, Lord God. You, Lord God, lead us, Lord God. You, Lord God, look our protection, Lord God. You the one, Lord God. No one else, Lord God. Nobody like you, Lord God. Nobody like you, Lord God. Nobody like you, Lord God. Right now, Lord God, Holy Spirit, just have your way. Have your way, Lord God. Have your way. Have your way, Lord God. Have your way on this radio station, Lord God. Have your way on every ear that's in, Lord God. Have your way, Lord God, with the man of God, Lord God. Lord God, lead him right now, Lord God. Hallelujah. Lead him. Speak through him, Lord God. Lead him and guide him, Lord God, in the way you should want him to go, Lord God. Just have your way, Lord God. We love you, Lord God. We honor you, Lord God. Yeah. We here, Lord God, to just give you all the praise, all the honor, all the glory. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Just have your way. Hallelujah. Have your way. Have your way. In the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So, do you want me to read the whole 23rd Psalm? Okay, so I'll be reading the 23rd Psalm. I'm reading from the Amplified Bible. And the reading is, the Lord is my shepherd, to feed, to guide, and to shield me. I shall not want. He lets me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still and quiet water. He refreshes and restores my soul, life. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the sunless valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod to protect and your staff to guide, and they comfort and console me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You have anointed and refreshed my head with oil overflows. Surely goodness and mercy and unfailing love shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell forever throughout all my days in the house and in the presence of the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I want to thank my wife for that prayer and reading the scriptures tonight, the 23rd Psalm. Most Holy God, our Heavenly Father, it is again that I come looking to you. It is again, Lord, I come because I can't do nothing without you. Lord, I can't preach until your Holy Spirit lead and guide me. Right now, Lord, hide me behind this secret desk. And let your Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide within me. Speak through me tonight so that your people that's listening will hear you speaking through your servant. Lord, I pray that you would just open up the windows in the heaven above. Pour down blessings on those that stands in need of blessings. Open up ears that need to hear tonight. Open up hearts that need to get closer and draw closer to you. Lord, search mine. Let the mind stay on you, Lord. Lord, I just want to thank you now. I want to thank you for being who you are, being God all by yourself. Thank you right now, Lord, for what you have already done in my life, what you have already done in someone else's life, but I want to thank you. Thank you, Lord, for my uprising and my lying down. Thank you for everything, Lord, that you are to me. Lord, you're so good to me tonight. You're better to me than I am to myself. Now, Lord, I ask you to come now. Come and guide and lead me. Lead me the way that you would lead a flock, Lord. Lead me in a way, Lord, where that you would you led your son Jesus when he come down through 42 generations. Lead me tonight, Lord. Let me be led by you, because if I'm led by you, I will not go astray. I will not do the wrong thing, because if you are leading me, everything gonna be all right. Now, Lord, as I go into your word and begin to teach and preach your word tonight, I pray that you would just allow your word fall on listening ears, and somebody that don't know you and don't know the pardon for their sin will come crying, "What must I do to be saved?" And then, Lord, they would get up and shake off those old clothes and put on a new garment and begin to follow after you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that we're going to do a new thing here tonight. Somebody's going to be moved. Somebody's going to be delivered. Somebody's going to be filled. Somebody's going to be healed. Lord, right now, through this word and through your leading and your guidance, now, Lord, come and go with me. Come and go with me to your foundation of this, hear your word, and engulf me in your word, and just let those that's listening hear you speak to me. Then, Lord, when it's all over, and when it's all said and done, I pray, oh Lord, that deliverance will take place on this radio station tonight in somebody's life. in the name of Jesus. And for your sake, I ask it all. Amen. 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 Come now and walk with me. Come on, walk with me now. I want Jesus to walk with me. I want Jesus walk with me while I'm on my big grand journey. I want Jesus to walk with me. Well, he walked with my mother. Lord, walk with me. He walked with my mother. Lord, walk with me. While I'm on my I want Jesus to walk with me. Hold my hand, Lord. Just hold my hand. Hold my hand, Lord. Just hold my hand. While I'm I want Jesus to hold my hand. Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. Walk with me, Lord. Then walk with me while I'm on my I want Jesus to walk with me while I'm on my pilgrim journey. I want Jesus just to walk with me. Somebody that's listening tonight, they should want Jesus to walk with them. Because when Jesus with us, we're never alone. We always have one that sticks closer to us than a brother. And his name is Jesus. Tonight I'm going to be taking my teachings and my word that God has allowed me to give to you tonight from the 23rd Psalm. And I'm going to be just looking at the first one through the third verses. My Bible teaches that the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Mm-hmm. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And I'm going to use moving to a new pasture. Moving to a new pasture. Here you find he says that he leadeth me beside, he leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Here, as a farmer shepherd in a society where sheep were prized for the wolf, a source of food. Yeah, I'm going to be teaching more than preaching tonight. We find that during that time of David as the good shepherd, Jesus was the good shepherd, but David was a shepherd also. You see, David had sheep, and they was prized for their wool. David picked the wool from the sheep, and they would make clothing, and they even would send it into the stores. And right now, today, it's the same thing about the sheep. The wool is used for making coats and making clothes that pertain, that is made up of wool. And also, the sheep was a great source of food. And they are still good for food today. But David knew a lot about sheep. Don't know about you. But I don't know about sheep like David do, but God is going to lead me into this new pasture. This new pasture that David had already experienced as a shepherd. He knew that without a shepherd, that sheep would wander off on their own. Isn't that all right tonight? Without a shepherd, if we do not have a shepherd, we stand a good chance into wandering off on our own. And when we wander off on our own, we find ourselves lost in some kind of situation. But every one of us needs a shepherd. And that good shepherd is Jesus. Here you see, David says that David wondered all that the sheep would become scattered and they would get lost. And they was easy prey for predators such as wolves and lions. You see, a sheep, because a sheep can't survive on its own. A sheep needs a shepherd because they protect them. They lead them. They guide them. You see, that's the way it is. You remember that the shepherd that had 100 sheep and one strayed off. And he left the 99 behind. And he searched and he searched. I believe he searched and he searched. He kept on searching. He said, I got to find this one sheep because he's lost. I got to bring him back into the fold. You see, when that one sheep meant more to him than the whole 99 that he left behind, because he said the 99, I'd already secured them. I got the one that had strayed off. I got to go bring him back home. I got to bring him back to the fold where he can be safe, where I can see him, where I can feed him, where I can do for him, where I can protect him, this one that was lost. I tell you today, that one sinner out there that's lost is important for us to go out and search and search and search until we find that one lost. And the shepherd, he went out and he searched and he searched and he searched until he found that one lost sheep. And I tell you right now, I believe that he began to shout with joy. Once I was lost, but now I'm found. Blind, but now I see. But been brought back into the fold. He, David here was saying that even some of the biblical writers also knew that people with the same tendencies as sheep. That's why many passages in the Bible liken people to sheep. We wander off on our own and become scattered and lost. And if you would note tonight, some of the chapters in the Bible that you can find these things that where people are like the sheep. Look tonight at 1 Kings when you get a chance, 22 chapter and the 17th verse. Look at Isaiah, the 53rd chapter and the 6th verse. Sariah, the 13th chapter and the 7th verse. Now look at Luke, the 15th chapter, 4 through 7 verses. And then we come down to our last and final chapter, 1 Peter, the 2nd chapter, the 25th verse. And we will find that people will wander off on their own, and they will become scattered and lost. We cannot defend ourselves against our primary predators, the devil. Church, we can't defend ourselves on our own against the devil. We need a shepherd to help guide us and keep us warm. The good shepherd is Jesus Christ. Tell me that he is the rose in Sharon. Tell me that he is the lily in the valley. Tell me that he is the bright and morning star. Tell me that he is the prayers of 5,000 men, women, boys, girls, all over the world, Jesus. Tell me that he is apple and amigo, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. This is the good shepherd I'm naming tonight. You see, he's the Prince of Peace, the wonderful counselor. He is our all in all. Without him, we can't do nothing. Without him, we can't even walk without him holding our hand. We can't even talk without him speaking through our tongue so that we can speak words. You see that Jesus is everything. He's everything. He's everything, my sisters and my brothers. I just have to let you know that he is the good shepherd tonight. He is the one. He is the one. Good shepherd must do more than prevent the sheep from one and all. Good shepherd protect the sheep from predators. He also must prevent overgrazing of a good area, because overgrazing can ruin land for future grazing by destroying the plants and preventing them from growing back. See what I'm talking about here. As I said, I'm going to lead y'all tonight into the plain path for righteousness. And I'm going to lie y'all down tonight in green pastures, because that's where the quietness and stillness of the waters. And you find these things. What God has for us is a place where that we can be lied down in that green pasture. Here tonight is that the overgrazing. You see, you have to move sheep from pasture to pasture, because if they stayed on one pasture too long, they will overgraze and they will kill the grass. So that the grass turning green, it will turn brown and it would dry up, and there would be no grass for them to eat on that pasture. So that's why it's necessary for David and for all the shepherds that have sheep to move them from the old pasture to the new pasture. That's why I'm needing y'all tonight to move to a new pasture and to move to a new pasture. But you see tonight, that is a challenge. The sheep don't want to move. Don't you know, sheep? Y'all ought to understand what I'm talking about. We even in the church are like sheep. And sometimes we are hard to move. Sometimes we got to be pushed. Sometimes we got to be forced. Sometimes we got to be preached to for us to move. And sheep is the same way. They are hard to move because they don't want to move. They stubborn. Don't that sound familiar to somebody tonight? They are stubborn. And they want to be on their own. But they don't know how to control and protect themselves on their own. They need a good shepherd. Somebody to lead them. Somebody to push them. Somebody to hurt them. They need a good shepherd. See, they don't want to move. But once they start moving, they tend to wonder. You see, they don't have no, sheep don't have no sense of where are they going to, this place or that place. They begin to wonder on. They begin to wonder because they want to explode to bursts of trees. They want to see the things that they haven't seen before. But protecting a moving flock is much more difficult than protecting a stationary flock. You see, when they get moving, you got to get them in a herd or in a quick time frame because they began to stray off. But here you find that a flock of sheep that is stationary, they will be quiet. They will be just in a herd. And they will be content of where they are and the situation that is in. But that's the same way that we have to look tonight, even at ourselves in the church and outside the church. We need to be stationary. But we find tonight, can I make this thing plain? We find tonight church folk sometimes don't want to be stationary. They don't want to just be in one church. They want to be hopping from church to church, and they will find that the same thing that's in your church, my church, or their church, they will find that the same thing, they have left the same thing behind. Because every church have problems. Every church have some troubles. But we tonight can be like the sheep in our spiritual life, content to stay where we are, even when our spiritual life is stagnant, because we have overgrazed that earth. Church, you see, sometimes we find that people in the church, they are not moving from pasture to pasture. What I mean is they are not moving in the spiritual realm like they should. They are feeding on something, but they're not feeding the spirit. And so the spirit, if it's not dead, well, it will die. I come to tell you, you have to feed the spirit of God so that it will live within you forever and forevermore. How do I feed this spirit? Through Jesus Christ. We have to walk the walk as well as talk the talk. We have to be doers also as we begin to hear God's word. We have to be a doers of God's word also. So what you do to feed the spirit is that you must follow Jesus, the good shepherd. And when you follow Jesus, the good shepherd, you find yourself in a realm where that the spirit is not just only willing. Well, you see, the spirit is going to be the spirit. The Bible says if you are the spirit of the spirit, then the flesh is the flesh. But when we feed the spirit through Jesus, we become the spirit. Jesus says when he was leaving us, Jesus thought about us so much. And Lord, have mercy on us. I thank Jesus for thinking about us so much. He said, I'm not going to leave you all alone. I'm going to pray to my Father that he will set enough. And that another is the covenant, the Holy Ghost Spirit, so it can dwell on the inside of you, so it can keep you until I come again. Well, if you got the Holy Ghost tonight, you got everything. The Holy Ghost will speak to you. The Holy Ghost will move you to pasture to pasture. The Holy Ghost will give you a peace of mind. The Holy Ghost will show you how to love one another. The Holy Ghost will fill your house, will fill your this world with goodness, because the Holy Ghost is what lives on the inside of us. The spirit of the Holy Ghost needs to be fed daily. And I tell you right now that when you feed the spirit daily, you got to do some work now. I'm gonna lead you somewhere now where you can't just think that I'm going to feed the spirit through Jesus. Well, you got to do some work on your own, too. You got to pray and do all of these things on your own. You got to even crucify this flesh like Jesus was crucified on the cross. You got to crucify this daily. And if you crucify the flesh daily, every day of our lives, we may get up in the morning. We got to do a crucifixion of our flesh, because the flesh is weak. The flesh is weak, but the spirit is always willing. But the flesh is weak, and we got to crucify it. We got to let it be burned daily, because we don't crucify the flesh. Don't you know, my friends, the flesh will rise up. And when the flesh rises up all on its own, anything will take place. Watch out here now, because when the flesh gets weak and the flesh begins to show, that's going to make you sometime. Sometimes you will say things out of your mouth. You might not mean it then, but you mean it, because what comes out, that's what defiles man, because it comes from your heart. What goes in don't defile man. It comes out another way. But I tell you tonight, watch what you say. Watch what you eat. Watch what you even pray for, because Jesus said, I am. You don't have to want for anything. He will guide us, and he will protect us, making sure that we get there safe. If we follow his voice, then we shall not want. Follow the voice of who? Jesus. He's always, always speaking. But we got to be in a quiet place with our minds tonight. We got to have a mind like the still water. We got to have a mind like the quiet stream. We got to go off to a quiet place sometime and hear him speak. Jesus will speak to you. All you got to do is listen. Sometimes we don't hear him speak because we got our mind on something else. We got to have a mind like Jesus. And we got to have a mind on him. And we were here. We got to kick our mind off the things, off the things of the world, and put our mind on things eternal. You see, we got to stop now thinking about those things. So many of us got our mind all messed up. We are even on the telephone talking about one another in a way not spiritually. But we, our mind is confused. And so we can't hear Jesus speak to us. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Jesus says, yeah, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He says, he who is hard is a hard hand and not a shepherd. Who does not own the sheep? See the wolves coming and leave the sheep and flee. The wolves snatch them and scatter them. He flees because he is a hard hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. You see what I'm talking about here tonight. Every sheep knows the shepherd's voice. And the shepherd knows his sheep. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. Jesus says here tonight that I lay down my life for my sheep. And I have other sheep that are not of this fold. I must bring them also. And they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock. There will be one sheep. There will be one shepherd. For this reason the Father loves me. Because I laid down my life that I might pick it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down on my own accord. I have authority to lay it down. I have authority to take it up again. This charge I have received from my Father, which is in heaven. Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He went upon the Gospel's hill. And he hung there and bled and thirsted for our sins. He died instead of us. But he rose to give us victory. He rose so that we could have another right to the tree of life. And that's a good shepherd. The good shepherd who laid down his life for all of us. Tonight I'm going to leave some questions here Just a few questions that you can answer them to your own will at some time, and you can listen to these questions. Okay. What else in your life has become stagnant or overgrazed? You know, that's something to think about tonight. What areas in our lives that have come stagnant and has been overgrazed? You see, all of us have some areas that we need work on. And you see, another question tonight is, what new pasture is God calling you? What are the characteristics of that pasture? What are your hesitations to move there? Why? Why are you stagnant? Why are you not willing to move from the old pasture to a new pasture? And another question is, finding a new pasture, it often does not mean find a new church. I'm talking about moving. Don't stay in the same place. In the church, move on up a little higher. Search and search. Like the good shepherd found that one lost sheep. Don't say that God wants to elevate you and you are still not moving. God wants you to move when he elevates you. You see, when God elevates you and shows you, he's going to protect you and he's going with you. So all you got to do is move. And if you are ready tonight, begin to move. And when you begin to move on up, it's like taking steps. It's like even when a baby and they are born and they can't walk and they lay there for a while, you got to feed them and tote them around. But after a while, they begin to crawl around. They're moving to a new step, a new pasture. Then after crawl for a while, you find that they begin to take steps. And the next thing you know, my friend, you see them begin to walk on their own. And then day by day, they begin to grow. They grow from a little baby to a boy. They can grow from a boy to a man. And that's the way God wants us in the church. He don't want us to stay as our milk for the rest of our church life. He wants us to be also meat. We got to get that meat now, my sisters and my brothers. We can't stay stagnant, just on milk. Milk is for a baby. But now we are not a baby. But you see here, once I was a child, I spoke as a child, but now I'm grown. I put away all of my childish ideas, and I begin to move. I begin to move on up. I begin to move up that ladder. And every day, I'm moving. And then I keep on moving. I take the first step. Then I go up the second step. I go up the third step. I go up the fourth step. I keep on climbing. And every round gets higher and higher. I begin to get closer. And every step I take, I'm getting closer to Jesus. And when I get there, I know Jesus waiting on me. Up yonder at the top of the step, I'm going to get there one day, my friends. I'm going to get there one day. I'm still climbing. And the higher I get, I'm going to get to Jesus. I can't stop now. I got to press on to a high mark for my high calling of Jesus Christ, the one that woke me up this morning, the one that started me on my way, the one that put running in my feet, the one that put clapping in my hands, the one that put singing on my mind and in my body. me to drink. When I was in a strange land and I was a sojourner, he came and rescued me. When I was lost, he found me. When I was not even in my right mind, he brought me back to my right mind. He said, "Now, your father at home has more than you have out here. Go back to your father and feast with him." I tell you, that good shepherd is Jesus. All you got to do now is hold on, my sisters and brothers. Hold on for just a little while longer, and everything gonna be all right. You see, weeping might have do for a night, but if you hold on now, joy comes in the morning. When you hold on now, you're gonna see, you're gonna find peace. Peace will be all around you. Peace, if you just hold on. Hold on. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. Everything is going to be all right. Move to a new pasture. Don't stay in an old pasture. Because when you stay in the old pasture, you're going to overgraze. And when you overgraze, you're going to kill the spirit. You got to move now. Move. Like I said, move. If you move in the right direction, everything is going to be all right. Because you can't move back. You got to move forward. If you move back, you're going to be stagnant. And you're going to stay where you are. But you got to move in the direction of Jesus. Hold on to his unchanging hand. And everything will be all right. Move to a new pasture. Because when you move to a new pasture, the Lord is telling us that he is our shepherd and we shall not want. There might be one tonight that need to move now. There might be one to move from their old ways to a new way. There might be one that need to just come to Jesus. There might be one that don't even know him tonight. There might be one that's been hanging along in this world for a long time, and they still in the world, and they still of the world. But I want to invite you tonight to come on, go with me. Go with me to a place where Jesus is already gone. Come and go with me and accept him for your Savior tonight. All you got to do is believe in your heart, in your mind, that Jesus was raised from the dead, and now he's alive, and he's alive as well, and ye shall be saved. Believe that he is Jesus. I invite you tonight, do not stay there where you are if you're not right with Jesus. Somebody might be even in the church and not right this moment with Jesus. I invite you to come and give your life to him, because tomorrow, my friend, is not promised to you. Because Jesus says, "I'm coming like a thief in the night. I'm coming when you're unaware. I'm coming now." He's on his way back. You can't wait. You can't wait for tomorrow. He's on his way back. He's on his way back. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Is there one tonight? Is there one tonight? Most holy God, our heavenly Father, as I end this dear word tonight, I pray, Lord, that those that have been listening tonight, if there is one that don't know the pardon for their sins, I ask you right now that you would open up their heart, so that their minds, so that they would come to you crying, "What must I do to be saved?" Lord, I pray tonight for those that is sick tonight, those that need a doctor. Lord, you said those that is sick is in need of a physician, and you the true physician, a physician that has never lost a patient. Right now, Lord, I ask you that you would look down on the hospitals and the nursing homes and all of those people at home that has some kind of sick ailment, Lord. Those that needs a doctrine. Lord, I pray tonight for those that even inside of the church and outside of the church that just need you to come by as a friend and stick with them as a brother. I thank you, Lord, for your word tonight. I thank you, Lord, for your wisdom tonight. I thank you for your knowledge. Lord, I pray a special prayer tonight for Apostle Mercer's daughter. Keep on blessing her. Keep on touching her body. Keep on healing her. Keep on, Lord. And Lord, and then one day, you know that everything got a time limit, and everything is a reason that we go through. But Lord, let her be delivered from that sickness. Touch Apostle Mercer, Lord, as she continue on this station. And then, Lord, I pray that you touch our pastor. Let her be healed, her body be healed. Let it be healed from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet. Now, Lord, as I begin to leave y'all, I pray, Lord, that you would just stop by here tonight. Fetch us, Lord. Wash us as white as snow. Keep on allowing me to be able to preach and teach your word in season, out of season. Open up my ears, my head, my eyes, so I can see plainly. Give me the words, Lord, to speak, Lord. And then, Lord, when this day is over, we will fly away to a place where there will be no more. Every day will be Sunday, and time will have no end. In the name of Jesus. Now may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ rest, rule, and abide within us, henceforth and forevermore. At this time, I leave my phone number. My phone number is 804-313-5877. 804-313-5877. You can call me anytime if you just need to talk. At this time, we will turn it back over to Apostle Mercer. Down to my ear, Lord, to me. Down to my ear, the Lord has been good to me. Down to my ear, the Lord has been good to me. Oh, he has been good, he has been good, so good to me. Down through my years, the Lord has been good to me. Have the Lord been good to you tonight? Down through my years, the Lord has been good to me. Down through my years, the Lord has been good to me. He's been good. He has been good, so good to me. Oh, started me on my way. The Lord has been good to me. He started me on my way. The Lord has been good to me. He's been good. He's been good, so good to me. Down through my years, the Lord has been good to me. down through my ears.